can you kind of just tell us a little bit about what this roller coaster has been like, maybe since the last time you guys played the Broncos?
Well, obviously, we're on a losing streak and haven't played good, complete football. And, we're just fighting and trying to get a win any way possible. There's still a lot of games left, a lot of season. And, just focusing on Denver and go out and try to play our best game and try to get a victory.
You guys are the first team that's seen Tebow before, and this is your second go-round with him. What can you guys learn from how he played you guys the first time this year, and I guess even from the end of the game last year against the Broncos, that you can apply this week?
Probably the heck of a player, and he never count them out. Just the way he is as a football player and the way he's a quarterback, he runs around, extends plays. We've seen him even going back to last season, the last game we played against him. So we've seen him a lot. We know what he could do, and it's going to be a tough challenge, but you just got to be assignment sound, know what they're trying to do, and then go out and execute.
I know you've seen him a lot, but can you just talk about, obviously playing the Broncos as much as you have twice a year. You look at what your preparation was like before the last time you played. Kyle Orton still was quarterback. They were still a conventional offense, so to speak. Can you just talk about what the difference is when you sat down this week and you saw them on film and what they've done since the last time you guys played?
The QB run game, the option game, they run the ball the majority of the time, and they're being successful at it. And, not so much drop back. Read it out. Play action, take shots. And run the ball. So the run game is difficult because you just don't see it, and that's why you have to be prepared and you have to be assignment sound. 11 guys doing one job at a time, one play at a time, and everyone doing their job and not trying to do more than they're asked. Because when you go against a triple option and a load option, the power option. If a guy gets out of his gap or tries to do more than what he's told to do, that's where you get the creases, that's where you get the gaps, and that's where you get the big runs. So it all started with the running game, honestly, the fourth best rush offense in the league. So we got to be successful on first and second down. It's a different offense than we faced the first time, but when Tebow gets in there, we know what he's going to do. He's going to run around.
Is this the biggest departure you've had to deal with? I mean, as far as a team you're generally comfortable with personnel and kind of what they're going to do, and then all of a sudden preparing for almost a different, completely different team offensively.
Is it hard, did you say? Sorry.
Is it just kind of the biggest departure that you've had to deal with in your career, going from what the expectation was of the Broncos to what you're seeing now?
No. I mean, each week teams do different things. You just have to adapt to it and do what your coach should do. But, all of us played in college, and we've seen it, this style of offense and this style of plays. And even though it's seldomly run, you can get adapted to it. It's all just, honestly, it's just 11 guys. You all got to be on the same page, and that's just the focus right now. And, they've been successful at it, and they're doing what they can do to get wins, and they're playing with confidence. I think these things are with confidence. Defense is playing extremely well, and not turning the ball over is the biggest key why you win games. So we're gonna have a challenge, but we're up for it.
Eric, what do you make of the AFC West right now and the way this division has kind of gone over the last couple of weeks? Because, last time you guys played the Broncos, it seemed like you guys were very firmly kind of in control of the division, and now Oakland's kind of made their run. The Broncos have made a little run. What do you make of it?
It's an evenly matched division. Four great, really good teams. We know each other, and it's going to be a battle all the way down to the finish. And we haven't played well, obviously. Not too happy about it, but there's still a season left, and you got to play 16 games to decide an AFC West champion. So we're gonna play it out and hopefully get on a run of our own. But it starts. You got to play complete ball, and until we do that, we'll still struggle like we have been.
I mean, from the outside, we kind of read stuff that's going on in San Diego, but what's your sense? Is there a sense from the players that you guys are playing for Norv to keep his job, or AJ to keep his job, or anything like that?
No, we don't really pay attention to the media or outside talk. We know what we have. We know we believe in our coaches and this organization, and you know, we play for this team, we play for each other, and we just haven't been playing up to par. And in this league, if you don't play good in all three phases, if you don't, you know, play complete ball, you're going to struggle and you're going to lose games. And, you know, all that talk and all that stuff, it'll just divide a team. So we're just staying united, staying with each other, and keep believing, keep working hard, and you got to go out there and get a win.